Welcome to another New Wave Heroes, and it's the show that takes you back to the days when you didn't have a care in the world. And in this show, there's music from Adam Ant, the Thompson Twins, Elvis Costello, Blancmange, Sig Sig Sputnik, and that's just in the first half. Echo and the Bunnymen's Ocean Rain is our classic album, plus loads more features. Let's get started.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Goes Japan and Quiet Life, and that's a great way to start the show, and that's their title track from their 1979 album of the same name. So how's things with you, hey? Have you had a good day? Either way, I'm quietly confident that the next hour will be the highlight of it so far. There's loads of great music and fun features to come. If you want to contact the show, you can by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website.
Only the best music.
No!
Lose your love.
That's Blancmange and Lose Your Love. I haven't heard that for years. That's a really good song, that. Only got to number 77 in the charts, though, so not a big hit. That was their second single from their third studio album, Believe You Me, 1985. So Julie has emailed the show. She says, "Hi Neil, I recently came across your show by accident." Yeah, that's the story of my life. "You may not remember me, but I do remember you. We dated for a while back in the early 80s. When we split up, I was absolutely devastated for the best part of 24 hours. Anyway, it's nice to hear your voice again after all these years. I always knew you would do well because you had the perfect face for radio." How rude. "Thanks, Julie. I do remember you very well." And this one's for you.
Great music, great memories.
Taking your
And that was Depeche Mode's Never Let Me Down Again from their 1987 album Music for the Masses. What was you doing in 1987, eh? I'm playing that for Julie. Great memories. And Dave from Chelmsford has emailed. He says, "Hi Neil, my biggest regret of the 80s is I rocked down to Electric Avenue, but I never took it higher." That will haunt me forever. I love that.
This is a test of the emergency jingle system. This is only a test.
Sex, technology, excitement, records, films, products, real estate and video games. Sing Sing Sputnik provide all this and more. Let Sputnik World Enterprises handle your ultimate fantasy. For further information, contact the Sputnik Corporation. Pleasure is our business.
This digital recording is brought to you courtesy of EMI Records, the world's greatest music company. So great, one day we'll buy the company.
Shoot!
tracks in a row there. First you heard Zig Zig Sputnik with Love Missile F-111, and that was Westworld with Banana Bamboo, or Banana Bamboo if you're listening in America. Love Westworld, I've said before, they should have been a huge band. Right, after this next track, I'll read some readers' letters from the late 70s written into Smash Hits magazine.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at.
Adamant and Goody Two Shoes, that's a good fun record. Right, here's a few readers' letters written into Smash Hits magazine, 3rd of August 1979. Dear editor, I think your magazine is great and is even better since it's been coming out fortnightly. It's so good that when I take it to school, it's either grabbed off me or a huge group gathers round me pushing to try and see it. I wondered if, as in my spare time, I collect badges. You could send me a few badges. I would be very pleased if you could, as this would add to my collection. As I said, I think your mag is hot stuff, and I hope it would never stop. Keep up the good work. Jane Hughes, Cheshire. Well, Jane, it did stop in 2006. Dear editor, in the last edition on page 24, when Cliff White reviews the new singles, he says that Elvis Costello's Oliver's Army is a clapped-out old pop melody and is Elvis's weakest effort for ages. It seems to me that Cliff White is totally wrong in his judgment. How he has such a nerve to say that about the song when it is selling tremendously well and seems to me to be his strongest effort so far. And that's from David Shepherd, King's Lynn. Dear editor, first I want to congratulate you on your excellent magazine. Certainly is a change from all this other crap. Okay, straight to the point there. I must say at first I had my doubts, but with your immaculate colour picks and info, it's certainly established a secure place among my somewhat varied punk literature. However, how about doing a section on punk new wave hits of yesteryear, e.g. 1976-77, with songs and features on the Pistols, etc. If it's not too much to ask, could you do a centre spread poster of Public Image in a future issue? Do this and I'll write to NME and tell them to stuff it. And that's from Tim Lydon, Axminster. Dear editor, I'm writing to you because I would like you to put me in touch with other young boys who play instruments. I play the drums and I think I'm really good. I play pop music. I'm 13 and a half and have been playing the drums for 2.5 years. And I have played with a group before. And that's from Tony Marcella, Bedford. Hope you're still playing, Tony. Right, Elvis Costello got a mention there in those letters, so let's play this one.
Retro never sounded so good.
Costello and all of his army. Here's a quick email from Colin. Hi Neil, I'm really glad I learnt about parallelograms at secondary school back in the late 70s instead of how to do my taxes. It comes in really handy during parallelogram season. Exactly, I know what you mean, Colin. What was that all about, eh? And what about Pythagoras' rule as well? I'm in my 60s and I can't think of a single occasion where I needed Pythagoras' rule. I don't even know what the hell it is.
Totally awesome, mateys.
that's what I call an 80s classic.
That's a 12-inch dance mix of Visage by Visage. Now, I don't normally play 12-inch versions because, to be honest, they weren't very good in my opinion. There was the occasional one, but in reality, it was just clever marketing. But it's good to hear that one again. Right, so after this track, we'll take a closer look at a classic album from Echo and the Bunnymen.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
The 40th anniversary remix of the Alarm's 68 Guns, and that reminded me, I went to see U2 in Belgium when this song was out, and the Alarm was supporting. I didn't know that till I got there, which was a nice surprise. Anyway, I bought a U2 scarf from the merch stall on the way in. I spent the next 2 hours jumping up and down, and when the gig finished, my new scarf was nowhere to be seen, so I bought another one on the way out. It's funny what you remember. Right, so it's time for a classic album, and this time it's Echo and the Bunnymen's Ocean Rain. And Ocean Rain is the fourth studio album by English post-punk band Echo and the Bunnymen. It was released on the 4th of May 1984 and reached number 4 on the UK Albums Chart and number 87 on the United States Billboard Hot 100. I'll play a track and I'll tell you some more about it after this.
Classic albums.
My planet sweet on a silver salver, bailed out my worst fears. 'Cause man has to be his own savior, blind sailors in prison.
the sky is blue, my hands untied. A world looks true through our clean eyes. Just look at you with burning lips. You're living proof at my fingertips. Walked on a tidal wave, laughed in the face of a brand new day. Food for survival.
Silver from Echo and the Bunnymen's Ocean Rain album, and the second of three singles on the album, the other two being The Killing Moon and Seven Seas, which I'll play in a minute. The album was released to mixed reviews. Music journalist Max Bell, never heard of him, said in his 1984 review for the Times newspaper, "This time vocalist Ian McCulloch has tempered his metaphysical songs with romantic sweetness, and the band's melodies are more to the fore. Acoustic guitars, brushes, and sparingly used keyboards all add to the album's optimistic warmth, and there is a consistency of atmosphere in songs like Seven Seas and Silver, the current single, which justifies the departure." What a load of nonsense. Rolling Stone rated the album 2 out of 5 stars and described it as too often a monochromatic dirge, a banal, existential imagery cloaked around the mere skeleton of a musical idea. Yeah, what he said. Wait, he's not finished, there's more. While finding that the album has some nifty choruses and nice atmospheres, he went on to say that evinces too little melodic development and too much tortured soul gazing. What a load of bollocks.
Classic albums.
Sorry heart with your favorite finger, paint the whole world blue and stop your tears from stinging. Hear the cavemen singing good news they're bringing. For
of feeling, belonging more, just forever kneeling. Where's the sense in stealing without the grace to be it? Shower me in water games, washing the rocks below, taught and tamed in time.
So the music journalists hadn't got a clue what they were talking about, as it reached number 4 on the UK albums chart in its first week of release and stayed on the charts for 6 months. Songs from the album continue to be used in multiple films and TV programs, including Donnie Darko and Stranger Things. And it's also in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. So if you haven't heard it yet, give it a listen.
Remember!
So
That was the Thompson Twins and Hold Me Now from 1983. Here's an email from Mike in Bristol. Mike says, I'm so glad I grew up in the 80s. I did so much stupid stuff and there's no record of it anywhere. Yeah, very true. Who would want to be a teenager these days, eh? Not me. Brad from Newquay in Cornwall, he's emailed and says, why is it I can remember the words to 80s songs, but I can't remember why I walked into the next room? For me, it's I get to the top of the stairs and then I'll stop. I look around the landing and I've got no idea what's going on. Well, there is a scientific explanation for that. Bearing in mind, I'm not a doctor. I shall read this off the internet. And it's called the doorway effect. Now, the doorway effect refers to the tendency to forget what we intended to do after passing through a doorway into a new room. Researchers have found that moving through doorways serves as an event boundary in our minds, separating episodes of activity and thereby, is a big word coming up, compartmentalizing them. This means that when you move from one room to another, your brain updates its understanding of the current situation, making it more challenging to retrieve memories formed in a different context. And all these years I just thought I was thick. So that amazing factoid almost brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. Time for one more track. Thank you for listening as always. I've had a blast, I hope you have too. I'll leave you with Kirsty McColl and Terry. Look out for a very young Ade Edmondson in the video. See you next time. Bye for now.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.